Okay, so now we're going to make the batter.
Brilliant.
Heather mixes eggs and gram flour to make a batter. Gram flour is made from ground chickpeas and is great for deep frying because it retains less oil while cooking.
I tell you what you could do for me, Simon.
What's up?
Could you give my courgettes a good squeeze and get the rest of the juice
out?
Press them down.
It's important to drain the water from the courgettes to ensure that the batter isn't runny. Finally, Heather adds the rest of the ingredients and some cheese.
And this is feta cheese I'm using today. And just a little pinch of the garam masala and a little bit of cumin. That is the mixture that was now to be fried.
That's going to be so tasty.
It's a fritter.
They're going to be so full of flavour, these, aren't they?
Straight from the garden into the frying pan.
Oh, yes!
Frying isn't as unhealthy as you might think. If you get it right, the hot oil seals the outside of the fritter while the moisture inside steams and cooks it through.
OK, that's the last one.
OK, lovely. What's next?
Well done.
OK, now we jam the cake.
Hey, jamming.
The Women's Institute insisted on using raspberry jam for this. But, just like her granny, Heather is using a homemade strawberry jam.
This is going to be picnic heaven. But before we taste it all, there is one last thing to do.
Now, something that beautiful deserves a name.
How about Grandmother's Barovian Love Sponge? She would have called it that. Because of the love she put into it when she was making it.
Well, that's brilliant.
Look at that cake. Heather has done her granny proud, and it's all due to her hand-me-down baking book.
You're so right, and along with a love cake, we're also going to try her spicy courgette fritters served with a selection of homemade chutneys.
And joining us on our impromptu picnic is Heather's husband, Dave.